This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is halftime, and welcome back to Woolsey as the Woolsey-Westington Warbirds here leading at the break by a score of 6-0. And as always, we start off our halftime show with a scoring summary. And as I mentioned before the break, won't take long to finish this one up. As again, a 6-0 score at the half. Our lone score came with 44 seconds to play in the first half. It was an 11-yard pass, Caleb Richmond to Peyton Rainford. The two-point run failed, and that is our first half score. Woolsey Westington 6, Avon nothing. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. We did get a scoreboard update on the Huron Tigers as they are at the half over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. And at the break, Huron leading Mitchell 13-7. Great Plains Lutheran on top of Hitchcock Tulare, 22-8 at the half. Woolsey Westington leading Avon 6-0 here at the half. Tripped Elmon Armor, ACDC up 24-6 on Miller Highmore Herald with under a minute to play. The Blackhawks of Boonsock and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central suffered their first loss of the year as they lost to Rapid City Christian tonight at home 7-0. And Oldham Ramona Rutland leading Iroquois Lake Preston at the half in Ramona 16-12. And a couple of 0-7 teams there. So somebody going to close out the regular season with the first win of the year there in Ramona. And right now Oldham Ramona Rutland leading Iroquois Lake Preston 16-12. Again, here in Woolsey, the Warbirds lead Avon 6-0. Send it back to the studios for another three-minute timeout. Come back with statistics from the first half of play here in Woolsey. At the break, the hometown Warbirds 6, the visiting Avon Pirates nothing. 3 minutes to more halftime show on 1210 KOKK.
Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curls, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Westington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. for your crop insurance.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey Halftime. Woolsey Westington leading Avon 6-0. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron, offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. And again, for an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. They bring us our scoreboard updates. Huron leading Mitchell 13-7 at the half. Great Plains Lutheran leading Hitchcock Tulare 22-14. They got about 8 minutes left to play in the third of that one. Trip Delmont Armor ACDC up 24-6 on Miller Highmore Herald at the half. Also at the half, Old Ham Ramona Rutland leading Iroquois Lake Preston 16-12. And Woonsocket Westington Springs Sanborn Central takes their first loss of the season to Rapid City Christian at home. The final there 7-0. So those are your scoreboard updates, and they are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron here in Woolsey, a 6-0 Warbird lead as we take a look at the numbers. First of all, for the visiting Pirates, the passing game, 0 for 0 for 0. No interceptions, though. Avon, again, has not thrown a pass tonight. They've ran 21 plays, 21 rushes. Isaiah Meyer is 14 carries for 58 yards. He leads the rushing. He did fumble, but he did recover it. Noah Watchhorn, 2 totes, 2 carries, a fumble that he lost, and Tyler Churchman, 5 carries for a yard, as this Woolsey Westington defense has not given up much tonight. Avon, 3 penalties, 20 yards against them. Again, 58-61 on the ground, no passing yards, 20 penalty yards against the Avon Pirates. For the Warbirds here at home tonight, Caleb Richmond, 4 of 8, 66 yards and a touchdown. Moshe has a catch for 9. Peyton Rainford, 2 for 46 and a score. And Colin Hughes, a catch for 11. Again, Caleb Richmond, 4 of 8, 66 and a touchdown. Peyton Rainford, your leading receiver, 2 catches, 46 yards, and the game's only score. On the ground, Moshe, 1 carry for -3 in a fumble that they did recover. Caleb Richmond, 6 carries, 19 yards, and Gabe Case, 9 carries, 16 yards. As again, Avon hasn't given up much either. They gave up a pass of 35, 2 passes of 11, one of those a touchdown. Other than that, a run of 7, a run of 9, and no numbers bigger than 3 or 4 yards for either team, really, the entire night. 6 penalties for 45 yards against the hometown Warbirds. Woolsey Westington around 30 or 35 on the ground, 66 through the air, and the game's only touchdown. And peel off the 45 penalty yards. And don't have any numbers that'll knock your socks off here tonight, but the Warbirds are in the lead here in the regular season finale. At the break, they lead 6-0. Back to the studios here for another 3-minute timeout. We'll come back and be about a minute away from the second half. We'll get one more check of that scoreboard, make sure nobody has scored or gone to halftime here since we took our last look at the scoreboard. We'll get ready for a second half here in Woolsey again at the break. Woolsey Westington 6, Avon nothing. Back to the studios for 3 minutes, and we'll close out the halftime show. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Westington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Westington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Westington into your farming operation.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Yep. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Woolsey. Set for a second half of football between the Avon Pirates and Woolsey Westington Warbirds. Well, Avon held to, well, under 50 yards when you take off the penalty yards for sure. Warbirds probably around 60 or so once you peel off the penalty yards. But they got the big one, that 11-yard touchdown. Caleb Richmond started off this game 0 for 3 and then 1 for 4 for 4 yards and ended up by the break 4 out of 8, 66 and a touchdown. Had completions of 35, 11, and 11 on his last three completions, one of those being that touchdown to Rainford that brought us to this 6-0 lead. Warbirds set to kick it away to start the second half. Carter will kick right to left. And
start the second half for the Warbirds.
Meyer back to return will line up around his own 20. And the run up and the kick is another squibber, and Avon will get on top of it around the 42 or so. So Avon will get a chance first here to even things up to start the second half as the Warbirds. That 6-0 lead down in the final minute of the first half. And Avon navigating away from the wishbone a little bit at times in that second quarter. Back to it here to start the third. Bierma under center. Watchorn the fullback. Splitbacks are Churchma and Meyer, fullback Watchorn right up the middle and busted through that first wave. Got all the way back to the secondary. He'll pick up 9 or pretty close to 10 as Avon catching the Warbirds off guard a little bit there to start the second half.
47 yard line. And a Pirate first down.
That'll move the chains for Avon. Watchorn now 3 carries, 14 yards, and a fumble. They did lose. That was their very first play from scrimmage. Wishbone again, a 1st and 10 again, this time in Warbird territory at the 47. It's Watchorn again, dives ahead for around 4. So the Pirates will go to the fullback on back-to-back carries to start the second half. Pick up is 4, 2nd and 6 now from the Warbird 44. Bierma again under center, Wishbone just underway in the second half. Warbird 6, Pirates nothing. Here's the handoff. Meyer trying to get the corner, and he got the block and the corner, and he's gone for the touchdown. But there's a flag on the play, and I think this one is coming back. Unofficially, a 44-yard Meyer touchdown, but the official has a flag down at the line of scrimmage. And yeah, everybody's coming back. I'm pretty sure this one will get waved, and it'll be a hold against Avon. So Avon will see their first penalty of the second half, fourth of the game, four penalties, 30 yards. And again, for the second time tonight, we have a touchdown called back on a penalty. Now one for the Warbirds and now one for the Pirates. So for Avon, this will back them up to their own 47-yard line.
46-yard line.
And we'll need here 13, 15 or so to move the chain. So a second long back on their own side of midfield. And Biermonder center, wishbone again. Again, it's Meyer near side. And again, he got through that first wave, got tripped up by Case and brought down by Carter and Moshe. The pickup here is around 4 or 5.
Close to the original line of scrimmage. Third and 11.
So third and around 11, as again the 44-yard touchdown run called back on a penalty. That has happened to both teams once tonight. 10 minutes to play here in the third. Warbirds 6-0. Pirates with their first possession of the half. Now on a third and 11, they go to Meyer again, far side. Again trying to get the corner, and this time tripped up and dropped. Not much there. Meyer maybe a yard. And that'll set up fourth and more than 10, and might be go-for-it territory here. We'll see what Coach Lucas decides to do. They are across midfield. Warbird 48-yard line. And see if they elect to go for it and lean on the D a little bit if they don't get it, or maybe try to pin the Warbirds back. And it looks like they're going to go for it here.
Pirates line up to go for it on fourth down.
So a fourth and 11, and the Pirates will go for it here, the 48-yard line. With the option is Bierma, and he is tripped up after a gain of around 2 or 3.
On the stop, turnover on downs, Wilson Westington.
And the turnover on downs back to the Warbirds. So Woolsey Westington takes that 6-0 lead right before the break and shuts down the Pirates to start the second half. So they'll get it back first and 10, just shy of midfield, their own 46-yard line. Warbirds just inside of 9 minutes remaining in the third. Woolsey Westington trying to pick up their fifth win of the year. They come in 4-3. Here's Richmond under center. Lone man in the backfield is Case. Richmond lined up. Moshe has a wing to the left. Case will get the carry. Got the block. Trying to get to the outside. Got spun around. Picks up around 6 or 7. Pretty decent gain there for the Warbirds. Case will pick up around 7. We'll see where they mark him down. Actually, that looks like that might be closer to 8. Nope, 7 yards. Second and 3. Case on the night, 10th carry, 10 carries, 23 yards. Landon Mutter over to make the stop as the Warbirds do go for 6, second and around 3. Caleb Richmond from the gun, a receiver left is Moshe, 2 receivers to the right. And here comes Rainford in motion right to left. The snap and the fake handoff to Case and all over him. They set up the screen, complete to Hughes. They got the first down, and another yard or two on top of it. As somebody got Hughes by the foot, trying to get away from him, and they end up coming over and finishing him off. But they do get the yards they need. And the first down will be to the Avon 42. So first and 10, Woolsey Westington starting to chip away a little bit at this Avon D. They broke through late in the second. Now another first down, first and 10 from the Avon 42. Richmond from the gun, a receiver left, two receivers right. Same look, Case out of the backfield. Moshe now in motion left to right, and they'll swing it over to him on the far side of the field. Moshe in the open field, able to slip one tackle, now two tackles, and he'll pick up around 7 or 8. So the Warbirds starting to get things going here on this first drive of the second half. And again, after punching one through right before the break, want to get a little momentum here at home. The pickup is around 5, sets up a 2nd and 5. And Caleb Richmond, after a 0-for-3 start, has now completed his last 5 passes, one of them being for a touchdown. Now a 2nd and 5. Around the Avon 37, back to passes. Caleb Richmond looking over the middle, fires, passes, tipped it incomplete. Had his man, Rainford, there over the middle. And in fact, that might be one where Peyton goes back to the huddle and says, give me another one of those. That one's on me. I don't know if there's a little miscommunication anywhere. Peyton, the only one in the area there, got him out in front of him, and now we'll have an illegal shift anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. First penalty of the second half on Wolsey Wessington, 7th overall, 7 penalties, 50 yards tonight against the Warbirds. So that will turn it into a 2nd and around 8 or 9. Caleb again from the gun, 2 receivers right, 1 left. Case lone man in the backfield. Moshe will now split out wide left, and Caleb back to pass on a 3rd and 9. Caleb scrambling around, looks for the outside, nearly sacked, and will throw it away. So that'll stop the clock with 7:02 remaining in the third, and we'll make it 3rd and 9, Woolsey Wessington. They'll go from the Avon 41. Warbirds, a little momentum to start the third as they closed out the second with the game's only score. This long third down will go a long way towards getting that going in your direction. Here's a flex again, 2 wide each side. In fact, 3 to the near side as Gabe Case comes out as a receiver, and now he is in motion back into the backfield. They'll fake the handoff, and Caleb flushed out of the pocket, running down the field, looking to dump it off. Tried to get it to Hughes right at the first down marker, and it's incomplete. 4th and 9. So that'll make it 4th and 9. They are at the Avon 41, so we'll see. More than likely go for it territory here as... Looks like that's how the Warbirds will line up. And they will on a 4th and 9 from the Avon 41. Caleb from the gun, 2 receivers left, a wing left, and a receiver to the right is Rainford.
41-yard line.
Caleb, the snap, back to pass, quickly flushed out and sacked. Be a loss of 6 or 7. The sack there. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe tells me. Either way, the sack goes for -7 and turns it back over to Avon. And the teams were ready to go. The officials, though, have to set the football. There we go. There we go. They set it down, and Avon ready on a 1st and 10, their own 45. Biermonder center back to the wishbone. Fullback outside. One man left to beat. He got through him, and it slowed him down just enough for a couple more to catch up as Noah Watchorn, for the 3rd time tonight, just about breaking loose for a touchdown. Nice gain there, pretty close to 15 for the fullback, and a fresh set of downs for Avon. 1st and 10, Warbird 40. 6.5 left, 3rd quarter, 6-0 Woolsey Wessington. Again, Bierma under center, again the wishbone, and again Watchorn. This time spun around at the line, leans in for a couple. Set up a 2nd and around 7 or 8 as we reach the midway point of quarter number 3.
7 in the 37-yard.
Gain is 3. Avon left to right here for the third quarter as we get inside of 6 minutes left in the third as Bierma up and under center on a second and around 7 from the Warbird 37, and they'll go to Watchorn again. Left side, head down, follows the guard, pick up a few more. And they've got him in for around 3 more. And we'll bring up third and around 4. Avon around the Woolsey Westington 33-34-yard line. 5:20 to play third quarter. Warbirds have the game's only touchdown, 6-0. Avon trying to convert on a 3rd and 4. They'll give it to Meyer. Meyer trying to get the corner, tripped up, and actually that was, I think, Churchma. And a flag coming out of the backfield anyway, it won't matter. The officials say a hold. So now 5 penalties, 40 yards against the Pirates. 2 for 10 here, both holds in the second half. And so that'll make a 3rd and 4 around a 3rd and 13 or 14. Well, about 13. And Bierma again under center in front of the wishbone as they have gone back to that to start the second half of play. And here's Meyer trying to get it to the outside. He got tripped up at the line, stumbling ahead for a gain of around 8 or so. So got some of it back. And we'll be looking at a 4th and around 5 after the gain of around 8. Actually, it looks closer to 6. 4.5 left, 3rd quarter. As the Warbirds holding on to a 6-0 lead here at home, trying to close out the regular season with their 5th victory. Back to the wishbone on 4th and 5. They fake the handoff and out to pass for the first time tonight. Pass right side is either intercepted or incomplete, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Caleb Richmond. So let's see, number 7, an INT for number 1, Caleb Richmond, and then Caleb will go back to helming this Warbird team as it'll go 1st and 10. From their own 29. 4:14 left in the third. 6-0 Woolsey Westington. And in a game that has really lacked momentum either way, Woolsey Westington starting to get a little bit more of a downhill glide here in the second half. Boy, the first tough sledding for both squads. Warbirds knocked one in late in the first half, and I've come out in the third quarter and looked, have gotten some chunks here and there, made some better plays. Here's a pass to the right side, little kind of a wide out screen, and just not much there. See where they mark them down is setting up the little screen out there. And we'll call it no gain. Set up 2nd and around 10. 2nd and 10. Warbirds checking the wristbands here on a 2nd and 10. Their own 29. Caleb from the gun. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Case, lone man in the backfield. They'll send Moshe out wide to the left and a whistle. And they're going to say false start against the Warbirds again. 8 penalties, 55 yards now. And Woolsey Westington will look at a 2nd down and about 14. Second 15. Warbirds back up their own 25. 3:15 to play third quarter. Woolsey Westington leads 6-0. Caleb, the handoff. Gabe Case, left side, back almost to the original line of scrimmage. I think he might have got the penalty yardage back. looks like he's just shy of the original line of scrimmage, so we'll put him down for four, and we'll set up a third and 11. And if you did have any kind of momentum, kind of needing this third down to hold on to that. 2:40 to play in the third. They lead 6-0. They'll go third and 11 from their own 28. Two receivers left. Snap to Caleb. Caleb looking left. Pass over the middle. Wide open. Caught at the 45 across midfield to the 40. And a pickup of around 25. That is number 13, Ashton Hill, on the reception. 47 yards. So, 24 on the hook up there to Hill. And a big play there for Wolsey Wessington. And again, in a game that just doesn't feel like either team has really had any momentum, the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds starting to build some here in the third. First and 10, Avon side of the 50, down to the 47. Caleb up and under center. Case will get the handoff near side. And, oh, he got a block looking to cut it back in inside the 45 and to around the 41. And a nice gain for Gabe Case, as it appears the Warbirds starting to kind of chip away a little bit at this Pirate D. Pickup here is going to be around 6 and around a second and 4. 6 yard clock winding, minute 40 left here in the third. It's for the Warbirds, of course, they'd love nothing more than 4 or 5 a rip, stay inbounds, keep that clock moving. Here's Case again. Nice cut back inside. He'll pick up the first down. Needed 4, got 4.5. If he even got it, we'll see. It's awful close if it isn't, and it will be a first down.
For the Warbirds.
First and 10 to the 37-yard line of the Pirates. Clock down to a minute 15 left in the third. And again, for Wolsey Wessington, just keep control of the ball. Hold on to the football. Very important there. And keep that clock moving as Caleb gets the call from the sideline. Caleb Richmond up and under center. Couple receivers to the near side. Case lone man in the backfield, and he'll get the carry again. Right up the gut. Not much there this time for Gabe Case. And we'll see if they give him any gain. I don't think there'll be a gain there. Case, 9 carries in the first half, 16 yards. 5 carries in the second half, 21 yards. He does get a yard here. So now a second and around 9, and this will be more than likely the final play here of the third with 20 seconds left. And Caleb Richmond from the gun. Couple receivers right, 1 left. Case again the carry. And Case slips a tackle. He's got the first down and then some. He's inside the 30. And let's see. Needed 9, got all 9 of them, and then some. Down to the 25-yard line or so, and Warbirds again in business, and that will do it for 3 quarters of football. After 3 in Wolsey, the Birds lead 6-0, and they are hard charging to start off the fourth quarter. We'll be back in a minute with the fourth 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
Eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. A fresh 12 on the board, and we're set for the fourth quarter. of what has been a tight matchup here in Woolsey. Warbirds leading 6-0. They are hard charging here, trying to put up another score. The Tigers back to within one. Mitchell 14 here on 13. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror. Talk more about that later. The Warbirds trying to update the scoreboard here. First and 10 from the Pirate 26. Caleb back to pass. Looking right. Launches. Looking for Rainford. Rainford comes back to it. Incomplete. Nice play there in the defensive backfield as he got up and he looked for flags, but not because he felt he did anything wrong. Just had to make sure real quick, and the incomplete pass will make it second and 10. Mutter out there on the coverage, and quite a fitting name. Quite a few muddy uniforms here tonight. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Here's another Case carry. Cuts it back. We'll pick up a couple tops. And that'll bring up third and about 8. We'll see where they mark him down first. The pickup is around 2. 2 yards. Fourth quarter just underway here in Woolsey. Warbirds lead 6-0 here, trying to get another one going, but shut down on a couple of plays here. Now a 3rd and 8 from the Avon 24. Caleb up and under center, and again they'll go Case trying to get it outside, tripped up and dropped after a gain of a couple more. And that'll set up a fourth down. Looks like a fourth and around 3 or 4. From around the 20-yard line, and the Warbirds going to go for it here. Caleb under center, and oh, did they get somebody to jump off? Did they get an offsides here? The officials, are the Avon Pirates, of course, want movement. No, they got an offside, so that will move the chains for the Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds. And boy, what a huge penalty late in this one. That will get Woolsey-Wessington a fresh set of downs at the Avon 19-yard line. First and 10, 10:40 to play here in Woolsey. 6-0, Woolsey-Wessington leads, and just got a huge penalty on fourth down to keep the chains going. Here's Case grinding one out, far side of the field. He'll lean in for a couple. Well, next Thursday, the playoffs will start for all the 9-man and one of the 11-mans, I do believe. Tigers, of course, over on Tiger 95 next week will have a regular season finale. I'll have some playoff football next Thursday. Don't know where the matchup will be yet. Duffy may have an idea tomorrow morning. You could tune in with Dakota Sports Saturday, get the scoop there. Here is Caleb over to Moshe. Moshe slips one tackle, but can't slip the rest of the team as the Avon Pirates come en masse to send him to the ground. Loss of 2 or 3 will set him back to a 3rd and around 11. Inside of 10 minutes to play, Warbirds a 6-0 lead. Now a 3rd and 11 from the Avon 16. And I wonder if we'll see Bogholm, if there would be a chance that they would try to tap in a field goal. That would make it 2 possessions. 3rd and 11 at the Avon 16, and another flag on the snap. And I got to believe that is movement or somebody trying to take a timeout. And, oh, that's the case. It's a Warbird timeout. 9-11 to play in the ballgame. 6-0 Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds on a 3rd and 11 from the Avon 16. When we come back in 30 seconds, a 30-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
A new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 9 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in this one. 6-0 Woolsey Wessington leads. 3rd and 11 Warbirds at the Pirates 16 as Woolsey Wessington threatening to make it a 2-possession lead. Mitchell leading here on 14-13. Great Plains Lutheran up on Hitchcock Tulare 28-20. 4 minutes to play there. Rapid City Christian beat Woonsocket and Wessington Springs Sanborn Central tonight 7-0. Warbird's going to try the pitch to Rainford, and he lost his footing trying to cut back. And we'll pick up maybe a yard, make it 4th and 10. And Rainford there had the play, was kind of setting up a little bit in his favor. He had a couple of his blocks set and tried to kind of cut it back and hit the hole that he saw and lost his footing there. The fall at a 4th and 10. At the Pirate 15. Birds lead 6-0, 8:35 to play. Woolsey Wessington trying to put a little breathing room between them and the Pirates. Back to pass is Caleb Richmond. Caleb flushed out, comes to the near side of the field, launches for the end zone, and it's intercepted, I do believe. And it is. So either way, Avon going to get it back as the interception in the end zone will bring it back out to the 20. So they'll mark this out to the 20, and Avon will now have, well, their most important drive to date in this game, 8:25 to play. They trail 6-0. They'll go 1st and 10 from their own 20. As the Pirates have had mild success on the ground here in the second half, they have had no success through the air as Bierma is 0-for-1 with an interception. They'll go Watchorn. Oh, and he breaks the first set of tackles again, and Watchorn is in for another nice gain. This will be about a dozen. So Watchorn, after a first half that saw him carry 2 times for 2 yards, and he lost a fumble, has now carried 7 times for closer to 40 yards in the second half. They'll go to him again, right up the gut, pickup of around 3. Pickup is 2, and well, maybe 3, maybe even 4. We'll call it 3, 2nd and 7. As again, Avon has reverted back to the wishbone for all so far of the second half. And now the quarterback's going to take it himself, and the Warbirds not fooled. He faked the handoff to Meyer and then spun around looking for Meyer to provide some blocking for him, but by that point, the Warbirds were already in the backfield, and I think that's Ashton Hill and a couple others getting through on the big stop there. So that'll be no gain, and we'll set up 3rd and around 7.
Third down.
Again. Under center here, the handoff. They'll try Meyer this time. Meyer left side, leans in for a gain of around 4 or so. It's going to set up a 4th and around 3. So a big 4th down here with 6:50 to play. Avon trying to keep themselves in this game. They trail 6-0. Warbirds scored the only touchdown 44 seconds before the first half ended. Both teams have had some chances here. Warbirds, in fact, had a 4th and goal down at the 1 at one point. Did not score on that possession, and now we'll get a timeout. With 6:32 to play in Woolsey, 6-0 Warbirds. Avon on a 4th and 3 when we come back in 30 seconds. Back in 30 on KOKK.
Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Wessington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 6 minutes and 32 seconds remain in this game. Warbirds lead 6-0, but this might just be your play of the game. We'll see with Avon on a 4th-and-3 from their own 40.
Avon Pirates ball on the 40-yard line, 4th-and-3.
Paxton Birma under center, Wishbone behind him. They'll try Meyer, first down and then some. Uh-oh, Meyer's gone. Goodbye, Isaiah Meyer.
Meyer.
That'll go for 60 yards. And we'll tie this game with 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. So the Meyer run will tie us at 6, and now the Pirates with a chance to take the lead with 6:21 to play. So not only did it turn out to be the biggest play of the game, it turned out to be the biggest play of the game for Avon for sure. I guess we should say thus far, as now we have a 6-all tie with 6:21 to play at Avon, looking for a 2-point conversion and a chance to take the lead. Birma under center. And again, they'll go right side and hit right at the goal line. Oh, he's in for two. 6:21 to play, and Avon takes the lead. 8-6. We'll send it back to the studios for a minute. We're back in 60 seconds on KOKK.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter Salute in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 6:21 to play, and the Warbirds will receive the kickoff here after Avon's first touchdown of the game, a 60-yard touchdown by Isaiah Meyer, and then tacked on the two as well. 8-6, Avon leads with 6:21 to play.
Nelson.
Trace Pelton on to kick it away. Pelton with the run-up, and they will squib it into that dead zone and just hope Woolsey Wessington fumbles that. And did they? Avon's pretty happy about it on the far side. It looked like it bounced off a Warbird, and then they got on top of it. The officials disagree as Avon is going to recover this football. Well, the Warbirds had one person out there kind of in that zone. It went off him, and again, he was the only one there. I thought that he had got on top of it, but he must not have. The officials say Avon football. So the Pirates have turned things around and quickly trailed 6-0, had a fourth down back at their own 40-yard line. And now here we are leading 8-6, Avon 1st-and-10 on the Warbird 40. They'll go to Watchhorn, and he'll pick up a few. As now we'll see, I would assume, exclusively the Wishbone, as we did for most of the first half until they tried a little bit of trickery there late in the second, and exclusively in the second half. I haven't seen anything but that Wishbone. So a 2nd-and-9 after the yard gain by Watchhorn.
And 8.
And they will stick with 5:40 now to play. And Avon has taken the lead, 8-6. Meyer cuts it back, makes it into the second level again. Still breaking tackles, and he's gone again. Meyer this time from 38 yards. So back-to-back Isaiah Meyer touchdowns. And with 5:30 to play, the Pirates have now taken a 14-6 lead. So they'll look for a two-point conversion here. Right now it's 8, so this can make it 2 possessions as Warbird's a little stunned here in the fourth quarter. 5.5 to play now, trailing 14-6. And it's awful close again. No indication. I don't think he got in. He did not. 5.5 to play, 14-6. Pirates score 14 points in less than a minute to take the lead. The Warbirds will get it back when we come back in 30 seconds. Back to Woolsey in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron, the Mirror, 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Call 883-HAIR and get yourself an appointment with Lori, 605-883-HAIR. Call Kylie or text her, 605-553-1628. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care. Mitchell leading here on 14-13. Fourth quarter just underway. Great Plains Lutheran leading Hitchcock Tulare 28-20 with a minute to play. Avon on top of Woolsey Wessington here 14-6. Trip Delmont Armor ACDC leading Miller Highmore Herald 36-14 with 8 minutes to play. Rapid City Christian beat Woonsocket Wessington Springs Sanborn Central tonight 7-0. And Oldham Ramona Rutland out in front of Iroquois Lake Preston 22-12. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Oh, the Huron Tigers have scored. 19-14, the Tigers lead. Again, Huron 19, Mitchell 14. It's our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB. Again, the Tigers have scored. They lead 19-14 at home against Mitchell. Fourth quarter just underway in that one. Here in Woolsey, Avon has scored 14 unanswered in the last minute to take a 14-6 lead. 5:24 to play in the game. First and 10 Warbirds left to right here from their own 30. Caleb will go from the gun. Moshe in motion left to right. And Caleb dropped the snap, and he's going to have to fall on top of it. Boy, and it's nothing going Woolsey Wessington's way here over the last minute or two. This is going to be a loss of pretty close to 10 yards. Backed up around their own 22-23-yard line. So now a second and pretty close to 18. Faking the handoff and the pass. Caleb had just completed a pass to himself. You can't do that. He did complete it, but they have to throw a pass. That's two forward passes. I don't think you can do that. He threw the ball into the defender's hands. It popped up in the air. He caught it and threw it again. So I'm pretty sure that first time counts as a completion to himself, which is pretty impressive in and of itself. But I don't think you can throw it a second time. The officials are trying to decide if it was a fumble. Because if it was a fumble that got batted back and Caleb happened to catch it and throw it, that's a different story. But if they determine it was a forward pass the first time, then I would think that that'll be the call. And that will be the call. On a legal forward pass. So, we got to give Caleb credit for a pass and a catch, I guess. They'll also lose around 10 yards, but Colin Hughes got hands on that second pass, and unfortunately for Knott, as it was a pretty nice play and nice job of keeping that ball in front of him. So they are now all the way back to the 2 yard line. So second and 38. Caleb will line up from the gun, and he will be in the end zone. And now Hayden Hooks wants some clarification on the double pass, I assume, or at least where they're spotting the football. Because he threw the pass up around the 15, and it got batted up, and he caught it back around the 10, and then kind of bootlegged out to the near side of the field, threw it around the 10. So I don't really know why they're marking it at the 2 either. I guess with a penalty. Oh, the penalty is why. Yeah, that makes sense. In fact, a penalty I forgot to write down. And it's third down because, yeah, you lose the down on that as well. So third and 38. Back to passes Richmond in his own end zone. And again, the pass is batted right back into his grill. This time he can't haul it in. Fourth down. And that'll make it fourth and 38. And I don't even know. You probably just go for it here. I don't know. Why not? The way things have been going here the last couple of minutes, I don't. I mean, I'm sure you have to punt, but with 4:21 to play and a 14-6 Avon lead, and again, it just feels like the wheels have just come off in the last couple of minutes. Caleb will punt from the end zone. And off the side of his foot. And it's going to go out of bounds. Is it inside the 20 or around the 20, 24? And again, just can't get anything to go their way here over the last couple of minutes of this football game. They'll mark it at the 24-yard line. So Woolsey Wessington will have to defend the short field with 4:15 to play and Avon leading 14-6, and you absolutely got to keep him out of the end zone now. Here's Bierma under center, the wishbone behind him. They'll go to the fullback. Off the gut, pickup is around 3.
Second and 7, 21.
So Avon trying to grind out the clock and pick up their 6th win. They come in tonight at 5-2. Woolsey Wessington at 4-3. And this, obviously, I think will affect Woolsey Wessington as far as the postseason goes. I think they'll still be in it. It just, I think you'd probably travel maybe instead of host. I'll go to Meyer again. He'll lean in for around 3 more. Well, Meyer broke it open in the second half. A 60-yard touchdown run, and then less than a minute later, a 38-yard run. He also ran in one of 2 two-point conversions and turned this thing around for the Avon Pirates. They were down 6-0 with 6:30 to play in this game. They now lead 14-6 with 3 minutes left. And again, just trying to drive it out. They'll go Meyer, or no, Churchma, and a flag comes out, and this one is coming back. Not that it really went anywhere in the first place, but we'll see where they mark it and start walking off what I think is a hold, and it is.
Holding.
Three penalties, 35. Four penalties, 35 yards in the second half. Seven penalties, 55 yards in the game. Woolsey Westington also heavily penalized in this one. It's the Warbirds. Nine penalties on the night.
Back to the 29-yard line.
So this will mark them back to the 29, set up a third and around 14. Birma again under center to the wishbone. Every play of the second half of this football game and most of the first half. They have thrown the ball exactly one time in this game, and it was intercepted. Meyer near side, breaks the first, breaks the second. He's gone again. 29 yards this time. Was it one or nine? Who was that, you know? Was that one or nine, do you know?
That was one.
One. He scored all three of them then? Yeah. So, a third Isaiah Meyer touchdown, and they will look for a two-point conversion. And with 2:23 to play, they'll give it to Meyer. And why wouldn't you? He's done everything else, and he will run in the two. Back to the studios for a minute. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
22-6, the score, advantage
Avon. Last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Verne's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Verne's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Verne's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Woolsey Westington Warbirds trailing now 22-6. Avon has scored 22 points over the course of a little under four football minutes. With 6.5 to play, they trailed 6-0. 2:23 to play, they kick it away, leading 22-6. Meyer in the third half has three touchdown runs, 60, 38, and 29. And they'll squib it. It got through the first wave. Warbirds will get on top of it back around the 32 or 33-yard line. And we'll take over on a first and 10 with 2:22 to play. And again, just got to feel kind of stunned here as Isaiah Meyer has just absolutely gone off in the second half of this football game. And more specifically, in the second half of the fourth quarter, all three of those touchdowns
first down
inside the six-minute mark or just outside of it. Here's some motion left to right for Case. Caleb back to pass, looking for Case, right side, and it's off his hand and incomplete.
Right side, incomplete. We've got Case, second and ten.
Well, for the Woolsey Westington Warbirds, again, they were time to maybe host a playoff game with a win here tonight. With a loss, I'm not so sure. I think they'll see some postseason action, but will more than likely be traveling, I would assume. Of course, you can tune in tomorrow morning as Jeff will have some Dakota Sports Saturday and should have a pretty good idea of the playoff picture. If it's not all, I don't know if all the nine-man games. I think they all have to play tonight. So they can get that lined up, and then everybody has the same number of days of rest, I guess, before they get going with the playoffs. Here is Caleb to Moshe for a pickup of about, I think they got him down for about five before he went out of bounds. So third and four, clock down at 2:10 remaining as as this one is not over yet, but man, stunned is about the only thing I can say for these Warbirds. Again, they led 6-0 with about 6.5 to play. Meyer, 3 big touchdown runs, and Avon a 22-6 lead. Here's Rainford in motion. They fake the handoff. Caleb will take it himself. Chase down from behind. Gain is around 3, and we'll set up a 4th-and-1. Fourth and around a yard. Clock down to 1:45 remaining. Warbirds have taken 2 timeouts in this second half. They have just 1 left. Here's Rainford again in motion right to left. This time they'll complete it out to Moshe, trying to slip the first tackle. Cannot. He leans forward. He's awful close. And in fact, they may have to measure this one. The FAR official came running right down the goal, or the 35 or 45 yard line. The other official was about a yard short. They're just going to say first down.
The 44 yard line.
So first and 10. Woolsey Westington again. Rainford in motion. This time they'll swing it out to him left side, and Rainford makes the catch at the 45 across. Are at the 40, across the 45, and out of bounds around, oh, gain of about 3 or so.
So
2 on the gain as we get inside the final minute. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming up. We'll get you the scoring summary, the statistics from this one. We'll get you scores from around the area, and we'll sign off from Woolsey as the Warbirds. With 41 seconds to play, Caleb back to pass, nearly sacked, and he is. So, Warbird's going to take a timeout with 32 seconds to play. We'll take one of 30 seconds. We're back in 30, a 30-second timeout on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. The Huron Tigers win. They take a victory at home over rival Mitchell, 19-14. Great Plains Lutheran beat Hitchcock Tulare tonight, 28-20. Tripped Elmont Armor, ACDC all over Miller Highmore Herald, 44-14, 4 minutes to play. Rapid City Christian beat Woonsocket Weston and Spring Sanborn Central, 7-0. And Old Hammer Mona Rutland defeated Iroquois Lake Preston, 44-12. Avon scored 3 touchdowns in the span of about 4 minutes to take command here. They lead 22-6. Warbirds closing out the game here with a pass to Rainford. That's good for 15, 20, 25. Rainford spins, and he's gone. 15-10. Oh, he's got one man left to beat. Cuts it back inside, and he's in for 6. So that'll go for 60.
Rainford.
For Rainford, his 2nd touchdown of the night. And with 19 seconds to play, Warbird's still alive. So Richmond to Rainford for 60 and the score. And the Warbirds cut it to 10 and really have to have this 2-point conversion. Caleb the snap. And he's going to take it himself. Nope, he dumps it off in the easy 2-point conversion. So 22-14, 19 seconds to play. We'll have a Warbird onside kick when we come back. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Food in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooters' famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Woolsey Westington scores late here, 19 seconds to play, 22-14. Avon with an 8-point lead, and Warbirds here would need to recover the onside kick and score and get a 2-point conversion in order to tie. So I'm not saying it can't happen. Just laying out the scenario. Warbirds. All the hands kids on, I'm sure. Andres Bogholm on for the biggest onside kick of this season. Here is the run up and the kick. It pops up and the Pirates able to cover it up. Warbirds are out of timeouts, so that will close this one out. Neil from the Avon Pirates, and the Pirates will pick up their 6th win. They will go to 6-2 with the victory here tonight. The Warbirds will end the regular year at 4-4 and will await their playoff fate. Again, they had kind of set themselves up to maybe host with a win, but with a loss, I would assume you're probably most likely still in there, just visiting instead of hosting. And that knee will close this thing out, and we'll have a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show as Isaiah Meyer absolutely goes off in the second half of this football game after being held scoreless through 3.5 quarters. Avon puts up 22 in the last half of the fourth quarter to win going away 22-14. That is your final as it's zeros on the board, and we'll have a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. Again, the Avon Pirates come back to win 22-14. Back in 3 minutes with a postgame show, 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Take care, guys.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Welcome back. Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show in Wolsey as the Wolsey Washington Warbirds led with about 6 minutes to play or 6.5 minutes to play. They led 6-0, and then Isaiah Myers absolutely turned it on, scored 3 touchdowns over the final 6.5 minutes. Put up 150 yards in that stretch, and of course the 3 scores, 2 of the 2-point conversions, and the Avon Pirates win going away 22-14. Your scoring summary to start off your Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. The first score of the game came with 44 seconds to play in the first half. It was an 11-yard pass, Caleb Richmond to Peyton Rainford. The 2-point failed, and that was our halftime score, Warbirds 6, Avon nothing. That was our score after 3, Warbirds 6, Avon nothing. And then the Pirates went crazy. With 6:20 to play, they were on a 4th-and-3 at their own 37, something like that. No, their own 40. And Isaiah Meyer would take it 60 yards for the touchdown, and then the 2-point conversion to put Avon up 8-6 with 6:20 to play. A minute later, with 5:20 to play, Meyer would do it again, this time from 38 yards out. Now, this time the 2-point run failed. It was 14-6, but Meyer was not done with 2:23 to play. Another touchdown, this time from 29 yards out. Meyer would take in the 2-point run there. It was 22-6. Warbirds would get one more back. Caleb Richmond to Peyton Rainford again, second time on the night, this time from 60 yards out. Richmond to somebody good on the 2-point conversion made it 22-14. Warbirds had one chance with the onside kick, and Avon able to secure that onside kick and secure a wild victory here tonight in Wolsey. Avon will close out the regular season with 6 wins and 2 losses. The Warbirds will await their postseason fate with a mark of 4-4. That is your scoring summary, and that's how we start off the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Thanks to Gary Zell for sponsoring our postgame report. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout. I'll add up some more numbers. We'll come back with a check of that scoreboard brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. One score we know for sure. The Tigers came back to win, as did the Avon Pirates. Final in Wolsey tonight. Avon 22, Wolsey Washington 14. Back after 2 minutes with more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or the famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show on 1210 KOKK as we take a look here at our scoreboard. Remember, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, styles, shampoos, styles for the whole family there. At the Mirror Family Hair Care, they do accept walk-ins at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. You can call Lori for an appointment, 605-883-HAIR, or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. They bring us scoreboard updates. Here's a final check of the scoreboard. Avon wins tonight here in Woolsey, 22-14. Huron defeated Mitchell this evening over on Tiger 95. The final there, Tigers 19, Colonels 14. Great Plains Lutheran defeated Hitchcock-Tulare tonight by the final of 28-20. Trip Delmont Armor ACDC, a winner over Miller Highmore Herald, 44-14. Rapid City Christian spoiled an unbeaten year for Woonsocket West and Spring Sanborn Central as they defeat the Blackhawks for their first loss, 7-0, the final in Westington Springs. And Old Ham Ramona Rutland would get their first win of the year and deny Iroquois Lake Preston a win this season. The final in the battle of the winless, well now ORR with one victory. They win 44-12 over Iroquois Lake Preston. Remember, next Thursday night, I'll have some playoff football. Duffy will have the Huron Tiger finale, and they take on a very tough Yankton team at home to close out the regular season there next Thursday. And we'll have, maybe tomorrow morning, Jeff will have an idea of what playoff matchup will be covered. And I think they'll have them out by tomorrow because I think all the nine mans have to finish their regular year tonight. So you tune in tomorrow morning, some Dakota Sports Saturday. At the very worst, we'll have everything figured out by Monday, and we'll be ready for playoff football on KOKK and Tiger regular season finale over on Tiger 95. Thanks again to the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us our in-game scoreboard updates. Also a big thanks go out to Gary Zell Auto Glass. We're going to take one more time out here in the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show. Come back with our statistics, and we'll wrap it up from Woolsey. Again, a two-minute timeout, and we'll wrap up a Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show on KOKK.
Year-end pickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Rest
Are
of the
you
situation
ready for a
was,
new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Roll and Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back. Gary Zell, Auto Glass post-game report. Thanks so much to Gary Zell for sponsoring our post-game report as we take a look at the numbers. To wrap up a regular season of high school football on KOKK, the Avon Pirates will end their regular year 6 wins, 2 losses. If you would have told Paxton Bierma that he would have been 0-for-1 with an interception tonight and they would win going away, he probably would have believed you because they're a wishbone offense and he probably don't throw the ball much anyway. Paxton Bierma ends up 0-for-1 with a pick. Caleb Richmond, that interception. Of course, with the wishbone, you do your damage on the ground. Paxton Bierma, 2 carries for 3 yards. Tyler Churchma, 5 carries for 1 yard. Noah Watchhorn, 11 carries for 56 yards and a fumble he lost. But Isaiah Meyer went crazy in the last 6.5 minutes of this game. At the half, I think he had somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 carries for some like 50 yards and a fumble that they did end up recovering. He closes out this game somewhere in the neighborhood of 22 carries, 206 yards, and 3 touchdowns. As again, he rips off touchdowns of 60, 38, and 29 in the last 6.5 minutes of this game. So they register somewhere in the neighborhood of 260 or 270 on the ground, nothing through the air. In fact, a turnover through the air. They turn it over on the interception. They did lose a fumble. They did recover a fumble. They were kind of heavily penalized in this game. 7 penalties, 55 yards against the Avon Pirates. They do, however, win it 22-14, go to 6-2, and will await a playoff game next Thursday. The Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds, and we're hearing here in Woolsey that they may still have a home game there, just the way kind of things fell out. But Duffy will take a look at that, and he'll have the full report for you tomorrow morning. Caleb Richmond, who was sacked 3 times tonight, ends up 13 of 24 for 161 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. I didn't see who took the interception there for Avon. The 2 touchdowns, though, both went to Peyton Rainford. I got Rainford down 4 catches, 108 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Colin Hughes, 2 catches, 22 yards. Ashton Hill, a catch for 24. Gabe Case, a catch for 0. Moshe had 4 catches for 17. But what a night for Peyton Rainford. 4 catches, 108 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Caleb ends up 13 of 24. 2 touches, a pick, 161 yards, and again was running for his life. He was sacked 3 times down the stretch in this one. On the ground, Peyton Rainford a carry for 1. Moshe a carry for -3 and a fumble they did recover. Caleb 8 carries for 22. And Gabe Case 19 totes for 59 yards. The Warbirds penalized 9 times in this game for a total of 65 yards. So somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 on the ground, 160 or so through the air. A couple of touchdowns, one interception, and a fumble they did recover. But Woolsey-Wessington goes to 4-4 with the loss here tonight. And will again, like Avon, just wait to see where and when they will play there for the playoffs starting next Thursday. Well, we'd like to thank Woolsey-Wessington Schools, of course, for a spot to sit here. We'd like to thank Austin Chemnitz, the athletic director, always getting us all the information that we need, making sure everything's going hunky-dory. And we'd like to thank Justin Lucas, head coach of the Avon Pirates. I'd like to thank Hayden Hooks, head coach of the Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds. I'd like to thank Amanda, our engineer back at the studio. Great job tonight. We'd like to thank our sponsors, which we will do in our post-game billboard. Specifically, I'd like to thank the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, for bringing us the reading of the officials. Gary Zell Auto Glass for bringing us our post-game report, and the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us our in-game scoreboard updates. Tigers win. They score late to win 19-14. Here in Woolsey, the Avon Pirates score 22 points over the last 6.5 minutes to win by the final of 22-14. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by
our area sponsors include Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington, Pastrallo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office with the game officials. Gary Zell Auto Glass, our postgame. Mirror Family Hair Care, our scoreboard. Woolsey Westington sponsors are Onward Woolsey and American Family Insurance in Miller and Huron. I'm back on the air here on KOKK Monday from 1 to 4. Jeff will be on tomorrow morning, some Dakota sports Saturday. He'll take a look, and if they have those playoff matchups, he'll pass those along to you, and we'll see where I'm headed next Thursday. Tigers host Yankton to close out the regular season next Thursday night over on Tiger 95. So join Jeff tomorrow morning for all the scores, breakfast with the coaches, Dakota sports Saturday. Get you all ready for a season finale for the Tigers next Thursday in playoff football here on KOKK. The Woolsey Westington Warbirds stunned tonight, led 6-0 with 6.5 minutes to play, end up falling to Avon 22-14. For Amanda back at the studio, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.